Shalom! You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. For just as the new heavens and the new earth, which I make, will endure before me, declares Adonai, so your offspring and your name will endure. And it shall be from new moon to new moon, and from Shabbat to Shabbat, all mankind will come to bow down before me, says Adonai. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 through 23. One of the most neglected and forgotten dates on Israel's calendar is the first of every month, the new moon. It's a day that is not in the forefront of our minds for several reasons, not the least of which is the short supply of scriptural commands concerning the day. Even in modern Judaism, if the new moon is acknowledged at all, it is with a passing prayer during the Shabbat service once a month. But as we seek out this mysterious, nearly hidden appointed time, we will find that without it, Israel's calendar comes to a screeching halt, and we are ultimately at a loss. If you will recall from part one of this series, we are looking at the calendar as being represented by concentric circles, circles inside circles. The smallest circle is representing the day, which is based on the rising and setting of the sun. The next circle, larger than the first, represents the week, a seven-day period, culminating in the seventh-day Shabbat. Now we are up to the third circle, the month, which the scriptures call Chodesh. But before we get into what the scriptures say about Chodesh, we first need to have a little astronomy lesson. So let's begin our exploration of the new moon with a more detailed explanation of how the cycle of the moon relates to the way our calendars work. We now go to a live teaching recorded at Congregation Baruch Hashem in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's that teaching now.
One of the things I've encountered as I've taught this subject over the years is that the simple premises upon which Israel's calendar is based is very foreign and removed from our 21st century American minds. So, as a point of reference, let's start off with a look at the astronomy behind the calendar we are already familiar with, the Gregorian calendar. Our modern-day Gregorian calendar, the most widely used calendar in the world, is a little less than 500 years old. As you already know, the calendar begins on January 1st and is 365 days long, containing 12 months and 52 weeks. Each month is either 30 or 31 days, with the exception of February, the only 28-day month on the calendar. Every 4 years, a leap day is added to the end of February to keep the calendar synchronized with what is called the solar year. The solar year is the basis for the Gregorian calendar, and here is where our first astronomy lesson comes into play. You may recall from your junior high school earth science class that the sun is the center of our solar system. The planets revolve around the sun, and the time it takes for the earth to go around the sun is one solar year, or about 365 days. Now, the earth itself is actually spinning constantly, and every day it makes one full revolution on what is called its axis. The earth, of course, is a sphere. So if you imagine a pole going down through the center of the sphere from the North Pole all the way down through to the South Pole, this imaginary pole is what we call the axis. So the earth spins daily around this axis. This is how we get days and nights. As the earth spins, part of the earth is always either turning toward the sun or away from the sun. The sun itself doesn't move. It's the earth spinning on its axis, so we're not really seeing the sun move across the sky. We're the ones moving, and the sun is actually standing still.